I'm John Batchelor. John Avlon of Newsweek and the Daily Beast is here with me, and Patrice Sakura of WSJ.com as well. We're joined by David Drucker, whose job tonight is to explain the United States Senate. Drucker, I mean this to be difficult, so welcome. First of all, we have to start with the United States Senate and nuclear energy. I saw in a press release today that Jeff Bingaman, retiring New Mexico Democrat, called a meeting made available to other senators a Q&A about nuclear energy with some significant players in the industry and at the National Regulatory Agency in charge, National Nuclear Regulatory Agency in charge of our policy. So, first of all, is the Senate stirring? Are they noticing their television reports? Do they want to stand in front of a camera and say, this cannot happen here? Good evening, David.
Good evening, John. And of course they're doing that, and of course they always want that. But I think what you're seeing is a natural reaction in a legislative body where everybody wants to rush to claim some sort of victory and get a lot of attention. So you have the people that have always been skeptical of nuclear power plants saying, aha, we cannot have nuclear energy because this is what happens. And you have the people who believe in nuclear energy who say, what do you mean? Just because we have earthquakes and freeways crumple, we don't stop using freeways. And I think that argument will go on for some time because it's really a sideshow in the Senate. As much as members who want to push nuclear energy have been doing so over the past few years, they haven't got anywhere, and I don't really think they're going to get anywhere anytime soon, even before what happened in Japan.
David, I've got one very specific piece of tea leaf reading I need you to do. Joe Lieberman becoming the first senator to come out really hard against nuclear, saying, hold on, we've got to reassess all of this after Japan. I was very surprised it was him. I was surprised at his tone. Explain to me what's behind that, because it seems to be a shift.
Well, Joe Lieberman, despite his independent streak, has remained pretty firmly an environmentalist, you know, by Republican-Democrat standards. And I think that this is probably a reaction to the possible consequences of a natural disaster and how that might affect a nuclear power situation. And you know, in the Northeast, they have forever been afraid of what could happen in the event of a disaster in a nuclear power plant. And I don't think it's really anything more than that.
Well, David, are they calling actually for a slowing in development of the nuclear plants or for better safety issues?
I don't think they know what they're calling for yet. And it's not like the country was on the fast track to try and catch up to Europe, France, Japan in terms of nuclear energy. There's been a long, continuous battle on the Hill between those who favor nuclear power as a way to increase our power needs without damaging the environment in terms of the atmosphere versus those people who think everything's going to be Three Mile Island. And we haven't really changed. Nothing's really gotten anywhere. So I don't see how what we're hearing is any different than what I've been hearing for the past couple of years. It's just getting more airtime because of, unfortunately, what happened across the world.
David, let's move to oil, because while the Senate postures, there is a policy dispute, I believe, in the Democratic Party. The President of the United States indicating that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is teed up. That was his metaphor on Friday. And the senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, calling for release of Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And the question then is the whole Democratic Party for this in the Senate? Have they all signed on to this? Is it going to happen? And where are the Republicans?
Well, I think the Republicans are for anything that'll damage the president politically. I think you're beginning to see what we had wondered about for several weeks, which is, are they going to argue over trying to address the escalating gas price problem? And I don't think anybody really knows what to do, because if you really look at this, just releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve doesn't necessarily solve the problem. And I think that you have different members right now staking out different positions, but I don't know that there's a unified us versus them position on either side. The president, as usual, has remained sort of above any actual opinion and just kind of says he's sort of for everything and sort of against everything. And I think you're seeing different members, both Democrat and Republican, call for for something to be done. But for the most part, if I were to give you the party message, it's still pretty consistently unchanged. Democrats saying that it's an oil company problem because they're making too much money. Harry Reid today said on the floor that OPEC is colluding and price gouging. And Republicans saying that we need more domestic drilling and exploration. And that's, again, the same thing that I have been hearing for several years. It's just getting more attention because oil per barrel is around $100 a barrel.
Isn't OPEC, though, by definition, engaging in collusion? I mean, it's a cartel.
Yeah, well, Harry Reid was looking for somebody to blame. And we know about OPEC, but I was giving you what is coming out of the Senate.
Oh, you're just more of the same.
Yeah, exactly.
The statement you made, that I just wrote it down because I think it's such a sad commentary on the issue of energy. I think Republicans are for anything that will damage the president politically. I mean, that to me is a very sad statement from an educated perspective.
Well, I was being a little facetious. What I'm trying to point out, John, is that clearly they see an opening. And I don't think anybody sat down with the president, or vice versa, by the way, and said, gee, can we really come to a meeting of the minds here somewhere in the middle so that we can do something to address gas prices over the long term and every other problem related to domestic energy consumption? Prices went up, and the Republicans called on the president to lead, said that he's not leading, and this is no different than what the Democrats did under Bush. It's part of what happens here. It's politics.
So the whole push for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the opening of it, is purely an energy play, energy policy play?
I think it's purely a way to call on the president to do something, and it's something that he could do.
Why wouldn't he do it? That's one of my questions.
Well, I will tell you this, and I believe the same thing under the last administration. Simply releasing petroleum from the reserve is not necessarily going to solve the problem. It's meant to be done in the case of something more catastrophic. And we have refinery issues here and how we get the stuff to market. And so if I'm the president, I don't know that I immediately rush to release it unless I know for a fact it's going to markedly bring down the price of oil. And so I don't think he's necessarily wrong here for not doing so. And I have to say, there hasn't been a consistent push among Republicans for this specific action. They've really used this to call for more domestic consumption, which is something they philosophically believe in and Democrats philosophically oppose.
David Drucker reporting for Roll Call. And let's just wrap it up momentarily, David. They're stirring the chairs on the Titanic about nuclear energy, and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve remains a talking point, no policy change. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, it is, John.
David Drucker for Roll Call. Right now, you will pay a price at the pump for the United States Senate's talent to ponder. John Avlon of Newsweek and the Daily Beast and Patrice Sakura, I thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
WSJ.com. I'm John Batchelor, pondering. This is the John Batchelor Show.
You're listening to The John Batchelor Show on 77 WABC.